Make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and invite you to check us out online at our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And again, pray for us. We are endeavoring to do a YouTube live stream. And so we've had some problems in the past with Facebook live streaming. And so we have been trying this one lately, and we seem to be making some progress there. So if you go to our website at our Facebook page, facebook.com/livewithpastoral. Hopefully in a few minutes we'll have that up and streaming, and you'll be able to watch the program there even later on. It'll be archived there on our YouTube channel that we're trying to put together. But hope you'll stay with us today. We've got a great program lined up. Got a special guest that's going to be on here just momentarily with us, Brandon Howes, author of Marxianity, and also Dan Hermata of the Chapter of Act for America will be joining us, and we're going to be talking about a very real threat to churches here in America today. So let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity. Pray that you would bless the program today. This is certainly a very important topic. A lot of people unaware of what's happening, certainly something that's been happening. The devil never sleeps. Lord, pray that you just use the program today to wake people up, help us to see the threat and what we can do to counter it. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Like I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I invite you to our Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock, and then our services Sunday morning and evening, Sunday morning at 11, Sunday evening at 6, all meeting at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express in Richfield, Ohio. All that information will come up at the end of the program, but without further ado, I want to get our guests on the program with us here today. And Brandon Howes, welcome to the program here today.
Great to be with you, Pastor Al. Thank you.
It's really great to have you. I'm excited about your book, Marxianity. I have it. I haven't read the entire book yet, but this is a topic that's near to my heart. I've been trying to talk about this and sound the alarm about these things since I was in the Air Force myself and saw some of the effects of liberation theology back in the 1980s, and also just other things that are going on. And also welcome Dan Hermata, Act for America, Act Cleveland. Welcome to the program again today.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor. How are you?
I am doing well, and I'm going to have both of you guys before we get too far into this, give out some contact information, lest we get into this and forget about it. I don't want people to go away from the program not knowing how they can contact you. So, Dan, I'll let you go first on that. How can they find out more about what you're doing?
Well, first of all, we are thrilled to death to have Brandon joining us Monday nights. You know, we do these webinars monthly with our good friend Jim Simpson from the Center for Security Policy. And this Monday, Brandon will be our featured guest, Marxianity and Sabotage. And it's really simple. Just, you know, all we ask people to do is email us at info@actcleveland.org. That's info@actcleveland.org. And what I do is I'll send them the official invitation that has a little video that Brandon did for us explaining what he's going to be talking about, some information about Jim Simpson, Brandon's bio, you know, et cetera, and all the different links that are, you know, that they can check out as a preview before Monday night. And then what they do is they just register on the link and then follow the prompts, and they can join us live. Similar to Facebook video or Facebook Live, YouTube Live, that sort of thing, but then it's just a private from the comfort of their home, no charge. They can join us live via a Zoom presentation, a webinar that we'll put on Monday night for probably a couple hours, I'd imagine. And they get a chance to ask questions. That's what's unique about it.
All right, and that's exciting. So I hope people check that out, and if you can, join the webinar this coming Monday night, I believe you said it was.
Right, Monday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, right?
All right, and a lot of exciting information there. And then, of course, Brandon House, I haven't talked to you before, but I am certainly glad to have you on the program today. How can people find out more about you?
Well, probably the best way to do would go to our DocuMovie website, which will show you about our movie, Sabotage the Movie, as well as my book, Marxianity. So if they just go to sabotagethemovie.com, sabotagethemovie.com, they can actually watch 1 hour free on our six-hour DocuMovie.
Now that's, yeah, and the two book or the movie, I should say, and the book kind of go together in many respects, don't they?
Yeah, they absolutely do, because the book is about the merging of Marxism with Christianity, which, you know, a lot of people are thinking, wait, well, he must be talking the mainline church. No, I'm talking people like John MacArthur, the guy that many thought was a defender of the faith and they could count on, as I thought I could, and interviewed him twice and had him speak at our conference. Found out we can't count on him. Seems like a lot of the old guys are just waving the white flag to the younger neo-Calvinist, neo-Marxist, neo-cultural Marxist. And John MacArthur recently in March of 2019 threw in the flag right on his church platform on video and told these neo-Calvinists who are pushing on their website reparation, white privilege, everything you can imagine. John MacArthur said, no, I'm sorry. You're my friends. I won't fight my friends. I don't want to be an island. And so pragmatism rolled out, and John MacArthur revealed his true colors. And so the book goes into how Marxism and Christianity are merging, and it's not just from the mainline churches. In fact, this book, I don't even deal with them. I'm dealing with people like John MacArthur.
Right.
Like Matt Chandler, David Platt, Al Mohler, Mark Dever, guys who have been very clever, in my opinion, of wrapping themselves in the scripture, although most of the time it's ripped out of context with their neo-Calvinism, which is a false gospel. So should we be shocked that guys pushing a false gospel are now going to help build the kingdom of Antichrist by pushing Marxianity? And then I go into how they're working with the Islamists in my movie, Sabotage. People like James White, who hangs around with this same crowd and speaks for John MacArthur, came to my town in Memphis and held an interfaith dialogue with a Jew-hating, Holocaust-denying, Hitler-defending, jihadi-preaching imam, Yasser Qadhi. And James White, who shares the platform of John MacArthur's church and seminary, said, hey, I sense a kindred spirit with him, Yasser Qadhi. I want you to make a video to teach the church the true faith of Islam. I learned Islam from you in large part. You mentored me. We need to learn how to hold hands together, Muslims and Christians, because when persecution comes, we'll have to stand together. Really? So it's all in video, and it's in the DocuMovie Sabotage. So largely, evangelicalism and America is being destroyed by so-called evangelicals.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, far from what Christ or what the Bible says, Paul writing, remember, he said, come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. And they're just jumping right in, not just to joining with them, but like you said, bringing them into the pulpits. And
yeah, bring them into pulpits. Violation of 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 17, which says, come out and take not part of being building the system of Antichrist or this unclean thing. It's repeated over in Revelation 18,
right,
in direct contrast with building the one world global system. And how is it being done? I mean, obviously, if the context is 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18, and it's repeated over in Revelation 18, there's some kind of spiritual enterprise going on. Well, when you tell a Jew-hating, Holocaust-denying, Hitler-defending, jihadi-preaching imam on video in my town, Memphis, Tennessee, that you sent a kindred spirit with him, and you want to have an interfaith dialogue, not a debate. They openly said it wasn't a debate. It was an interfaith dialogue. You've just violated scripture. And Yasser Qadhi, by the way, is on video claiming that in jihad you can take the life of the Christian and the Jew. He's also on audio declaring the Jews are not real Jews. They're not a Semitic people. Look at their blonde hair and their crooked noses. And then he goes on to say the Holocaust didn't really happen. And when we pointed this out a few years ago and broke the news on a national level, all the neo-Calvinists, all these neo-Calvinists went nuts because how dare you touch their sacred cow. At the end of the day, not only do these guys have a false gospel, I believe they don't worship Christ. They worship their personalities, and they will put personality ahead of truth every time. And we're watching them do it right now, because when the choice comes to stand up for the scripture and the true church, where they say, oops, sorry, that's a bridge too far. I can't fight my friends. And so we're seeing that, wait a minute, clear-minded charismatics, hey, they're a big threat. So so they hold conferences on clear-minded charismatics and what a threat they are, but all of a sudden they're going to roll over for the Marxists and the Islamists?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And you know, you think about that, you know, friendship is something that, I mean, we need to have friends. We need to respect people. We need to sometimes agree to disagree on some things. But when we're talking about defending, you know, some of the very fundamental issues of what is a Christian, what is Christianity, what does it mean to be a born-again Christian, and then you're compromising with a godless system like communism, socialism, is based on atheism, and the state is superior, the state is God, or Islam, which of course they worship a false god, and for the sake of friendship to compromise with things. You know, you look at the Bible, it cost Paul some very close friendships, didn't it, in order to take a stand on what was right?
Absolutely. And Paul also in Acts 20 warns us of men who have risen from within. And, you know, I think too often we think about, oh, that's the apostasy and the falling away. But it is in one degree. But notice what he said. It would be people who rise from within. Mm-hmm. If they're rising from within, they've probably been known for a while, gained a lot of credibility, and are very well trusted. Because he's warning you about them. I'm warning you. What's that mean? They've probably had time to get a lot of credibility, maybe even defended the inerrancy of Scripture and the authority of Scripture and things we agree with, while they then undermine the gospel. And isn't that Satan's strategy? To preach enough truth to gain enough credibility and then rip the rug right out from underneath us. And so I think when Paul warns us about men who've risen from within, we need to stop looking over and pointing fingers at, you know, the liberal mainline churches, because they're not within our ranks. The men that are doing this, John MacArthur, Matt Chandler, David Platt, the Gospel Coalition, Al Mohler, these guys have risen from within, and now they're drawing away the disciples after themselves. It's really a self-made Christianity that they've created. They've redefined the gospel. It's a works-based gospel through their perverted tulip. Which you've got to persevere. I believe in the preservation of the saints, preservation, but they've turned perseverance into works. As one well-known pastor was asked by two friends of mine, how sure are you going to heaven? He said 98% sure. Why isn't he 100% sure?
Right.
Because he's got to get to the end of his life to make sure he's persevered and proven that he's saved. Well, that's works.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people have twisted justification and sanctification, turned it into a works. They have their own rules, what we can do and what they can do. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that, but then they turn around and do the exact same thing that they told everybody else not to do. And when they're cold on the carpet about it, they don't humble themselves and apologize. They send out their attack dogs on social media to rip you apart. So it's no wonder they act like unbelievers, because I think many of them are unbelievers because they have a false works-based gospel. So we shouldn't be shocked they're partnering up with the enemies of Christ and the enemies of the church.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I was thinking about a case that we had in Richfield, just a small town. We're located midway between Akron and Cleveland. And we have a United Church of Christ in our town. And being one of the mainline denominations that had gone a long time ago, but an example of what happened, they tried to organize an interfaith coalition. And I had an invitation to join it, which, of course, we declined. We passed on it, because we would have had to compromise our core beliefs. We would have had to compromise the centrality of the gospel message that says you must be born again, and agree that that the Sikhs that were in it, and the Hindus, the Jain, and the Catholics, and the United Church of Christ, and whoever else signed up on it, that we all worship the same God, we all had the same goals, and that we wouldn't try to tell anybody that anybody was wrong, or that we disagreed with anybody, and we wouldn't proselytize each other, and all this. And, you know, all of them, when you don't have the truth to begin with, I guess it's not much of a compromise, but when you have the Word of God, when you have the truth, you know, it's you give that up, you become what they are, don't you?
Well, absolutely, and that's what the Gospel Coalition has become. And the Gospel Coalition, of course, is reaching tens of thousands of pastors and millions of people, and I write about it extensively in my book, Marxianity. And again, if they just go to sabotagethemovie.com, they can watch a whole first hour for free, sabotagethemovie.com. But the Gospel Coalition is nothing more than the Emergent Church repackaged. I mean, a lot of people remember hearing about the Emergent Church, Rob Bell, mysticism, you know, all the liberal social justice issues. And they said, oh, well, that's a fad, that'll pass. I've even heard some of these guys in MacArthur's camp declaring that social justice is a fad. That shows you how little they really know about the Bible, because here's a newsflash for them. The Bible says there will be a one-world system put into place, and no one can buy or sell unless you have the mark. It's a socialist system mixed with capitalism, as we see in Revelation 18, a commercial Babylon. So it's socialism mixed with capitalism. Social justice is not going away. It's not a fad, but John MacArthur's people are tweeting that it is. Again, it shows you they don't have a clue what's going on. So are you shocked they end up being useful idiots for this tool of Satan, including the Gospel Coalition, which is also called Together for the Gospel, a sister organization of theirs? And when you go there, what do you find? They're pushing white privilege, which is communism. They're pushing race baiting, race hustling. They're pushing reparations. They're actually discussing the idea of basic mandatory minimum incomes in a positive manner on the Gospel Coalition website, where you find Tim Keller, the co-founder, who's running around with Lincoln Duncan of Reformed Theological Seminary, one of John MacArthur's best buddies that he keeps putting up on his church platform, and they're planning seminaries together. And yet Tim Keller is pushing nothing but outright Marxism 101, that the workers are exploited by the owners of the company. He's quoting men. He doesn't tell you that they're Marxists. He calls them theologians, but he's quoting Gustavo Gutierrez and others, Reinhold Niebuhr, who are all, quote, Christian Marxists. They're Marxists, but he doesn't tell you that in his book. He calls them theologians. Tim Keller says we owe the poor as much money as we can give them. Tim Keller says we can't stay poor, but neither can we stay rich. So he wants to decide now what is acceptable. Well, Tim Keller is also promoting many other crazy things. He's co-founder of the Gospel Coalition, but John MacArthur's buddy, Lincoln Duncan, is planning seminaries with him up in New York. And now these guys are running around the country promoting the Rick Warren, Bob Buford, Peter Drucker model of big government, corporations, and churches, the three-legged stool. That if we can just get the corporations and the churches and government working together, we can defeat the global giants. Well, that's exactly the three-legged stool that you find in Revelation 18. And what's really shocking, Alice Bailey, a leading occultist who had a demon, and together they wrote multiple books, she went on to influence the Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, Robert Mueller. Alice Bailey and her demon predicted, as I documented in my book, Marxianity, that the one-world global system would come through the three-legged stool. So isn't it interesting that Peter Drucker, Rick Warren, Tim Keller, the Gospel Coalition, all these guys are promoting what a demon through Alice Bailey said would be how you'd bring about the Antichrist system of Revelation 17 and 18. Well, when you go to Revelation 18, just read it. What do you see in Revelation 18 over and over? You see business, religion, and government over and over again. And so you think these guys aren't building the kingdom of Antichrist? Oh, yes, they are.
Well, we're talking here, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, talking with Brannon House, author of Marxianity, and also the movie Sabotage of the Movie. We also have Dan Hermata, Cleveland, part of Act America, with us. And we're talking about the threats against Christianity, against the churches that we have. And Brannon House is going to be involved in a webinar that Act Cleveland is hosting this coming Monday. We'll get that again, the details on that, in just a minute. Brannon House, as we're talking about this, there's a term that you use in your book that I think that people need to know about. It's a term, communitarianism.
Yeah. Communitarianism is another way it's pronounced, communitarianism, and it is the three-legged stool that I just mentioned. Big government, corporations, churches working together. Peter Drucker promoted it. Peter Drucker, of course, was the father of modern management, business management. Many people know him. He gave a lot of interviews. I've documented those over the years, including video, where he says, no, I'm not a Christian. I'm not born again. So he openly states he's not a Christian, but he then goes on to say, but I began to work with guys like Bill Hybels at Willow Creek because I sensed that what was missing was community, that we had the government and corporations, but we were missing the third leg of the stool, the social sector, the nonprofits, or churches. And he said, we need to find a way to build community for these young people. And so Bill Hybels, working with Bob Buford, who recently passed away, later Tim Keller and Rick Warren jump in on it, Ed Stetzer. And these are the guys, by the way, that gave us the emergent church, not according to me, but according to them. And yet, who is Tim Keller? He's now the co-founder of the Gospel Coalition. And, of course, Mark Driscoll ended up being a part of that, as well as others. So, again, this is the emergent church repackaged, and yet it's being promoted by people that claim they were opposed to the Rick Warren model. They said they were opposed to the emergent church. And yet, who turns around and promotes it? The very people like John MacArthur who claimed they were opposed to those things, and now he promotes them, speaks for them, speaks with them, shares the platform with them year in and year out. So that's communitarianism, mixing of socialism with capitalism, and I've been writing about that for many, many years. Your audience will know it as Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, Agenda 2030. That is a part of communitarianism. It's communism mixing with socialism for what is called communitarianism, big government and big business. Corporate fascism would be another way to put it. But now comes in the false church. Well, isn't that interesting? Now comes in the false church. And see, this is the leg that most people are missing. They see big government, they see big business, but they're totally missing that now a false dominant church is rising from within to finish off the third leg of Revelation 18, which even Alice Bailey, with a demon speaking through her, wrote about extensively in their writings. Why? Because Satan knows what his plan is. And so now you're starting to see that false dominant church of Revelation chapter 17, verse 1, the woman that sits on many harlots. Most people blend that along with Babylon and say, oh, look, no, it's two different entities being discussed. Mm-hmm. Revelation 17, 1 is a woman that sits on many waters. That's a false dominant global church. Then the scene changes and John is carried away. Then he sees a woman riding the beast. That's Babylon and the Antichrist system, which will literally be 58 miles south of Baghdad, which, by the way, United Nations and UNESCO are calling for that area to be developed. They've spent millions and millions of dollars redeveloping it. We're talking about hotels, amusement parks, shopping. They're already underway with multi-million dollar plans to rebuild Babylon. And there's even people in the Army War College talking about the need to move the United Nations to Babylon, 58 miles south of Baghdad. And so what you see again in Babylon 17, Revelation 17, 18, is this rise of this false church. Most people are oblivious to what I'm telling you. They're paying attention to the rise of big government and big business. They're not paying attention to the rise of a false church, and they're not paying attention that it will rise from within, meaning it will be the people you thought you could trust, who you can't, who are pushing it.
Well, Brandon House, we're running out of time quickly here. We're down to about the last couple of minutes of the program. Even Peter warned about this in 2 Peter 2, where he said there are false prophets also. He says, among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. He's talking about these people who come out from among us, just like you're saying. And I wish we had another hour to talk about this, but we're quickly running out of time here.
Well, you call me anytime.
I would like to have you back on again to talk about this and also maybe talk about the rise of Babylon, because we recognize what's happening is getting the world ready for this one world government and system that'll come upon us during that 7-year tribulation period.
Australia. You see, in Australia, where now 4,000 people have just agreed to get chips in their hands to replace their credit card.
Well, you know, I've said for years,
mainstream media.
I've said for years that a lot of people will accept these things because it'll just make sense to them. I hear our music. Brandon House, how can people find out more?
SabotageTheMovie.com.
All right. And I encourage people to go there. And Dan Ramada, how can people find out more?
Yes, info@actcleveland.org, actcleveland.org.
All right, and I think you'll both agree that Paul had the right solution to this. Preach the word. He said, there would come a time when people would be heaping to themselves, teachers having itching ears. No, I'm kind of paraphrasing that a little bit. And they're going to want to believe what they want to believe, not what the Bible says. And we need to take a stand as pastors. Pastors need to take a stand. Christians need to hold their pastors accountable to the Word of God. We'll pick this subject up again in the future. I want to thank our guests. We're out of time. Thanks for listening today. Tune in next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.